Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled, God Has a Plan for Each of Us.
So our first reading is taken from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 15 to 21. Thank you very much, Lynn.
The Lord said to Elijah, go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael as king over Aram. Also, you shall anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And you shall anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, as prophet in your place. Whoever escapes from the sword of Hazael, Jehu shall kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha shall kill. Yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him. So he set out from there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, who was ploughing. There were 12 yoke of oxen ahead of him, and he was the 12th. Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle over him. He left the oxen, ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. Then Elijah said to him, go back again, for what have I done to you? He returned from following him, took the yoke of oxen and slaughtered them. Using the equipment from the oxen, he boiled their flesh and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he set out and followed Elijah and became his servant.
And our New Testament is taken from 2 Timothy 3:14-17.
But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have been convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and you know how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Thank you so very much, Leslie and Lynn. So we are restarting our morning prayer with Matthew. And on Sunday, we looked at the kind of person Matthew was and his calling. And if you look at the Gospel of Matthew, and the calling of Matthew, there are those two key words when Jesus comes and sees Matthew. He doesn't see the man that maybe other people would see, a man that often by the society was despised because he was closely linked to the Romans and he was taking taxes, which was very unpopular among the Jews. And most really had many contacts with Gentiles, which also was something the Jews wouldn't do. But Jesus sees Matthew. We don't know what he sees, but he calls him. And he calls him to say, stand up and follow me. And I was thinking on Sunday, what does it mean for us to stand up? Some of us as Christians maybe remember a day when we stood up following a talk. In the old days, there were those what they called altar calls, where evangelists would preach the gospel and then ask people to stand up and commit their life to Jesus. Maybe that's what you've experienced many years ago. Some others, maybe it's a story or a testimony or something, and you knew that inside of you there was a difference, that in a sense maybe you didn't physically stood up, but that there was a commitment, a decision to start following Jesus. And some maybe was more gradually, but you knew that you were the person now learning to follow Jesus. We've been blessed last week with many stories of Queen Elizabeth and how she was a servant of Christ in her own way, and how she witnessed her faith throughout her reign. And in those two passages, we have about two kind of people who are following. In our first story, following God, Elijah, and then Elisha first, and then Elijah, who starts to following him. And in these stories, we have Paul, who encouraged Timothy to continue to follow his faith, the faith he learns through scripture, and to regard all scriptures as inspired by God and useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and for training. And those four words remind us that scripture helps us to know how to live our lives. And when we make mistakes, when we, instead of following God's path, we follow other paths, how to be corrected, to learn, to realize what went wrong in our lives, how to be back on track, that's correcting, and how to be strengthened so that we live more and more the kind of lives that God has for us. But it's not always easy to know what God wants us to do. What kind of life are we called individually? What is the work that God has set before us? So this morning I read a small story which I want to share with you, as it shows that God has a plan for each of us. And part of his plan is to use even the cracked areas of our lives, our flaws, for his glory. So this is the story of a man in India. He's a water bearer in India, and he had two large pots, both hung on the ends of a pole, which he carried across his neck. One of the pots had a crack in it, while the other pot was perfect and always delivered a full portion of water. At the end of the long walk from the stream to the house, the cracked pot always arrived half full. The poor cracked pot was ashamed of its own imperfection and miserable that it was able to accomplish only half of what it had been made to do. After 2 years of what it perceived to be a bitter failure, it spoke to the water bearer one day by the stream. "I am ashamed of myself, and I want to apologize to you. I've been able to deliver only half my load because this crack in my side causes water to leak out all the way back to your house. Because of my flaws, you have to do all of this work and you don't get full value from your efforts." The bearer said to the pot, "Did you notice that there were flowers only on your side of the path, but not on the other pot's side? That's because I've always known about your flaw. And I planted flower seeds on your side of the path. And every day while we walk back, you've watered them. For 2 years, I've been able to pick these beautiful flowers to decorate the table. Without you being just the way you are, there would not be this beauty to grace the house. Thankfully, God uses cracked pots. You don't need to be perfect for God to use you. We want our lives to count for something. If you want to be useful to God, then give your life to him, just as it is."
Beautiful.
So I thought it was a good reminder. And what follows kind of go into that line. God will guide us with his counsel. He will always be with us. He will hold us by his right hand. We only need to make ourselves available every day to stand up and follow Jesus.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.